Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. New topic. As you know, we have the World Cup, Soccer World Cup, and it's fantastic. My system is to record it and kind of fast forward because it's long and there are a lot of games and also I'm able to sort of get the sense of how the game is going and I'm having a lot of fun. There've been fantastic games and tremendous surprises. But in terms of introducing the topic of the sporting and also the beauty pageants that I've discussed on other occasions, there are three quotes that came out in El Nuevo Día, you know, para comenzar tu día. And one of them is, by Meryl Streep, and I think I had given that before. Then all three of them are in line, the same, more or less the same message. And Meryl Streep says that talent is a gift, but success is achieved with hard work and dedication. You know, Meryl Streep, the U.S. Actress. And kind of in line with that, Diego Simeone, the Argentine trainer, says, and this is really short, and says, si se cree y se trabaja, se puede. There's an article, there's a book by Don Marks, he was San Juan Rotarian, but this mostly out in the States, but he says, if you can dream it, you can build it. So it's pretty, si se cree, se trabaja, but you know, they're both, you know, you have to work the third in line with that is by Piero Mincapié, he's an Ecuadorian soccer player. They lost against Mexico. Mexico's looking very good, they were pretty well overwhelmed. But I got to give Piero Mincapié, you know, with a football Mincapié, 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 and he states, en mi carrera he aprendido que el talento no es suficiente. La disciplina y la constancia marcan la diferencia. He says, my career, I have learned that talent is not sufficient. Discipline and consistency, I would say, marks the difference. So it's the same basic message that talent is good. It's kind of like understanding, knowledge by Einstein is good, but you gotta go beyond that in hard work. And in line with that, you know, with the beauty pageants, Suil Pagán, she's our candidate now for Miss World. It's going to be in Vietnam and Nha Trang. Nha Trang was a great place in Vietnam, really beautiful resort area. She says, los sueños no se heredan, se trabajan. Dreams are not inherited, they're worked. She's the daughter of Angel Pagan, San Francisco, great baseball player, and a model, Wendy Pagan. I think that's what Parchi says. You know, dreams aren't inherited; you got to work, and then she refers, and this is kind of moves to the sporting world. Says, el deporte no solo fortaleció mi cuerpo. Formó mi carácter, me enseñó a levantarme después de cada caída, a competir con humildad y a entender que las verdaderas victorias se construyen mucho antes de cruzar esa meta. So the sports, you know, not only strengthened my body, but it formed my character, and it showed me to get up, you know, when I fell, and to compete with humility, and to understand that the true victories are constructed much before crossing the finish line or the goal. And with those statements, I kind of, you know, was sorry that our fighter Sander Sayas lost and lost badly in his fight against Jaron Boots Ennis. And when you have a defeat, he was knocked down three times. It was a TKO. And when you have a defeat like that, hey, you have, you know, two different roads to take. You know, one of them is to be sorry about yourself and sort of say, well, I shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that. And another one is to learn from it and all. And in an article, you know, this interview of the 30th of June, Sander says, first of all, he accepts his mistakes. And he says that his coach and trainer told him to do something, stay away from the, and he didn't. And he accepts that he didn't follow the rule, the you know what the strategy was. That's first of all, accept the error. You know, no excuses. Second of all, he's not having second thoughts about his decision. I mean, of fighting, because a lot of people were saying that this Ennis, a veteran in the 36, I think, or 37 years old, a tremendous record, especially knockout, that this was a big jump for him at 23 years old at the stage he was in his career. But he wanted to move forward and consolidate in the 154-pound class, you know, all the different titles. And so he could have said, you know, that was a mistake, but he's saying it put me at that level that I now know I can be at, and it also learned from the experience. I've learned a lot from that experience, and so it's a humility and acceptance of the thing. So and this goes to life, of course, The third thing that was, and it goes along the lines of the article I mentioned about the Parish Bulletin. He's very grateful, you know. I think grateful for the opportunity, and grateful for the support he's had from Puerto Rico. So, he says, thank you. En español es el mensaje que puedo dar. Gracias a mi isla del encanto por nunca fallarme. Thank you, my enchanted island, for not failing me. What he says is he's going to rest his body and his mind and come back, you know, from that learning experience and improve what has to be done. So it's the right attitude in the sporting world. In the Brazil, there was an article on Brazil and who's a Casemiro, one of their stars, says, "No existe eso de no cometer errores porque nadie es perfecto, pero hay que superarlo y hay que seguir adelante." That's exactly what he would say to Sander Sayas, and that's exactly what Sander Sayas has decided to go forward with. You know, in the football world and in the sports and with the Knicks and all winning, I was reflecting on my sporting. I was in teams. I loved the team sports. My father kind of insisted, you know, that I should be playing tennis. These individual sports. He liked boxing. They're individual sports, and they have their their benefits, you know, you're on your own and kind of thing. But these team sports are something else. And as the Miss World was explaining, it develops character and all. And I was just reflecting on what's necessary for a team besides talent. You know, you have to have the, you know, talent on the men, but of course the talent is obtained by, you know, correct recruiting and compensating and keeping the morale, etc. So but talent is always is these statements that we started this section with, this segment with, mentions that talent is there. Then you have to have the fitness, which is that discipline, the consistency, hard work, the building your body and taking care of yourself, and that's a combination of the coach with the players and with the captain and the fans and everything else, but the fitness. Then you have the strategy and the teamwork. You got to work together, have the right, correct strategy for the particular game that's before you. Then you need the leadership, the coach, and the office, the trainer, and it's so. I've had incredible coaches and really bad coaches, and the difference is incredible. Doesn't matter what talent and how many good people you have and everything, and you're in good shape. But if you don't have a good coach, it's the morale has affected adversely. And then at the end, you have to have a little bit of luck. You know, as you watch these games, you hit the posts. You nick a player that ball that certainly was going to go in the net. The referee makes a call that is disadvantageous. There's luck. I was one of the sporting events was the Travelers Golf, and it was interesting. They had the Norwegian was ended up in a playoff and had to go the next day because of darkness. It went to Monday morning, so I recorded it, and Monday morning I took a look at it, and the Norwegian fans are the most spectacular in terms of their enthusiasm and how they work together. It's a teamwork, fans all over the place, and they were there, you know, with the same enthusiasm, with the same gestures and shouts, and I think it helped the Norwegian, who ended up beating Scottie Scheffler in the first playoff hole. But where I was going is in terms of luck, or I'm not exaggerating. The putt that won for the Norwegian went in by a quarter of an inch, a little bit further to the left, it would have flipped out. And Scottie Scheffler, who was closer in his putt, a quarter of an inch more, and it would have been in. We're talking about not inches. We're talking about a quarter of an inches. And in the sports, talking thousandths of a second, make the differences. So it's a little bit of luck, a little bit of, there's a putt going in and a little dent in the grass can be sufficient to take the perfect putt that would have gone in, or at least would have been sufficient to go in to go out. So that's life, and that's sports, and we got to deal with it. Okay, now I want to end up. Got 2 minutes, and I knew, based on the outline I had of the things I wanted to cover, that the fiscal board, PROMESA is a topic. It's we're now the 30th of June, 10 years with PROMESA, and that's just been. In the Nuevo Día, just article upon article, opinions, an editorial on it, and my take is that the And boy, I'm sure you're probably pretty tired of listening to it. I don't want to go too much into it. My take is that the board was indispensable to where we were with bankruptcy and not being able to pay our debts. So Rivetta Schatz says that the only good thing it did was stop the suits. Well, you know, that was a start. But it's tremendously reorganized our debts, 12 out of 13. And now recently there's a new proposal for the last one, which is the electricity company, which is the biggest one, $12 billion. It has, you know, forced us to make better decisions from a financial point of view. But boy, we still have a long ways to go, and most of the writers, still the politicians, are reluctant to spend only what we have. And there's going into more of the accrual basis is being brought in, and it's gonna take a while because boy, we have been reluctant to do what has to be done to fix our finances, and the board was not set up to deal with public policy and economic development. We have to do it. We just have to do it. So that's my quick take on the board, the fecalization board. And so let's be humble and let's do what we have to do. Okay, well, the program has come to an end. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. Take care. See you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.